This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It wasn't enough. Forget who, get her to. I was richer. Ain't that some?
All right, folks, you know what time it is. Thursdays, 1 o'clock. Get it off your chest. Whoever you're mad at, whatever you'd like to make clear to the world is incorrect.
Don't drive a Ferrari.
This is your opportunity.
Can't get you there.
I rarely go first, but I'd like to go first in this case.
Go ahead.
Is everyone prepared?
Yeah.
We need to focus on the task ahead. Bleep you to the Carolina Hurricanes.
Bleep them.
Bleep them. Bleep them, bleep them, bleep them. All right.
Bleep, bleep.
Now we will go to the phone lines. Owen is in Gaithersburg. Owen, who you mad at, dude?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
TNT and their broadcast for lowering the crowd noise. It's absolutely ridiculous when I'm sitting at home watching, trying to enjoy the game and get as close as possible from my living room, and I can't even hear the crowd cheer when we score the winning goal.
What, in hockey you're saying, right? Because you don't have to lower the crowd noise in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's not overpowering. What game was that a problem?
And it's absolutely the worst thing.
I didn't know that, but that...
When was that?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think.
If you watch a clip of a TNT replay and what happened when we played Montreal and they had a Sportsnet, the crowd noise is completely louder in a Sportsnet broadcast than it is in TNT because they turn it down.
That's really interesting. That sucks. I'm not into that at all.
Yeah, I
like crowd noise. Now maybe apparently the Bell Center was so nuts, maybe they had to do something there, but that's a good call. Thanks, Owen. Sorry, dude, that sucks.
Yep.
We will keep it going. Jim in Manassas is mad about something. Jim, what are you mad about?
B-Mix, Finley, Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing on this warm Thursday afternoon?
We good, brother.
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm solid, man, but unfortunately I got bleeped the entire program, and particularly J.P. Finley.
Why?
Oh, man. Y'all, so I love you, boy. I've been listening to
you. Well, we called caps in five, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, and I commend you for that, but I've listened to y'all since 2021 when you came on, and I swear every week, no, every day to a T, there's at least one occurrence of, hey, Beamus, or hey, Lampo, check this out. What? Oh, never mind. I'll throw you off the air. Hey, look what this person said. Oh, never mind. I'll throw you off the air. Man, I know it may not be FCC appropriate, but, man, we want to know what y'all talking about, too. Why are you teasing us, man? That's all I got to say, man.
We probably take it as close to the limit as we can, and perhaps
No. You probably take
further.
It close to the limit as you can. Nobody else pushes the limit like you.
Push it to the limit. You know what, Jim? No, thank you for that phone call. But I don't think I do that often.
Yes, you do.
You guys also get mad at me at some of the random stuff I bring up. So
yeah,
maybe...
but you should know what you can bring up before you must say, you know what?
Phone lines are open. It is a Bleep You Thursday, 800-636-1067. Let's go to our guy, Joop, is on the line. Joop, you mad at the chat? What's going on in the chat?
Yeah,
White Brian's supposed to be in charge of the chat now.
Especially Scotty G and Sir Titus Jones. They was joning on me, and I'm innocent. I ain't do nothing wrong.
So what did they say about you?
It's like, nah, we was all joning. I just got to do this regularly to bleep the chat. This was something
all right, well, all right, Joop, now you got me looking at the chat. Why is Captain Todd said bleep JP's brown Cadillac man suit? What the hell does that mean?
Did you have a brown suit on?
I had like a tan suit on.
So he called it a man suit.
What does that mean?
I don't know what the hell that means.
Joop, what does that mean?
Captain Todd, what the hell does that mean?
I'm lost just as lost as you, JP.
Yeah, the chat is wild.
Hey, we wear more than just blue, gray, and black.
Yeah, you guys are always giving me a hard time for wearing blue and gray, so I wore brown, a tan. I don't think I looked bad. I don't get why it's a Cadillac suit. But
as long as it wasn't doo-doo brown, you're all right.
It was not. All right, so they're saying it's when I interviewed Harris. Did you see that video at all?
Yeah, I did.
Did you notice my suit?
I noticed your suit that day because you were doing it.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing it the whole day.
I thought you looked kind of cool.
Yeah. I got zero negative complaints in person.
Man, Captain Todd.
Bleep you, Captain
Todd.
Yeah,
there you go. Bleep you, son.
All right, let's go to we're going out west. Derek is in San Diego. All right, D.
Oh, we're going way west.
Who you mad at?
Hey, good morning, JP and B. Mitch.
How you doing, man?
Good. So my bleep you is to you, JP.
Damn, JP.
Yo, the
you
segment has just turned
you
into...
You taking shrapnel all day?
What did I do to you? You live in San Diego. It's nice out there.
All right, so you know how you normally go. At the end of the show, I'll owe you a beer.
It's a beer, non-transferable, non-refundable,
but
non-
you said every show,
non-stackable. A beer.
I understand
come out
that.
To Rude Headquarters. We got coolers.
Dude in San Diego, Jay.
Well. All right. So this goes back to when you came out here 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
Okay.
This was my opportunity to finally to cash in on you because I rarely go home back to D.C. But you didn't have a show that Thursday, so I couldn't even ask you where exactly were you going to be in San Diego. So this is actually that bleep you from that Thursday, which was 3 weeks ago.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on right now. I'm holding a scaldingly hot piece of brisket. And
nah, that's beef. That's beef.
Okay.
I agree about that.
Thank you for clarifying, B.
It's brisket. Is it burnt in?
All right. Please, someone grab me a napkin. But two,
Jay, why is it burning you? Didn't burn Chris. Didn't burn me.
Those you guys just ate it. I had to speak, Derek. Dog, I would have liked to get a beer with you. I was there with my family. I kept a very low profile, so I didn't really go out. Next trip out west, and we'll be. You know what? The odds are overwhelming. The odds are whelming that we'll be in L.A. this fall. The Commanders play the Chargers. Maybe we'll try to set up like a West Coast. B. Mitch and Finley, happy hour.
Oh, no, add me into it. You owe all these people beer. I owe them nothing.
I owe them all a beer.
Well, if 1,000 people come, you owe 1,000 beers.
All right. Well, I'll try to figure that out.
Right? I don't owe them a damn thing. If I see you, if you made it this far, I owe you a glass of water.
It's my understanding, Jeff Too Funny, Jeff Walker.
Yes.
Celebrity.
I actually have two bleep yous. Ooh. First, I want to shout them out first. Shout out to Rude. But I want to bleep all their employees that's walking around in this
cowboy gear.
This cowboy
There's
gear.
A like, lot of cowboy fans out here.
It's making me sick. Like,
I appreciate my man in the Commander's hat at least.
Yeah,
this is the one dude wearing burgundy and gold.
Yeah, and these cowboy shirts making me sick. And then my second one is bleep you to all the people that's with this one man, I mean this one gorilla versus 100 men. That's making a gorilla seem like it has unlimited stamina. That gorilla is going to get tired. 100 men can beat the gorilla. 20 might die first, or 30 might die. But the thing is, the 100 men will win.
I told him the day when we were talking about it. Soon as that gorilla rips somebody's face off, 30 of them dudes gone. They ain't fight the gorilla no more.
But he's going to get tired.
No, he won't, because
so
what I'm trying to tell you,
I got the men winning.
Human beings react to what they see. That gorilla going to rip somebody's damn face off. He going to rip somebody's neck off. And most of the people
rip
are
your
gone.
Arms off and beat
They're
you
not
him.
Fighting that gorilla no more. Because once you see it happen, you backing up.
Soft.
Can I ask Landfill just
so
one?
I'm going to tell you, if I have to fight the gorilla, I need a weapon. I'm not getting close to the damn gorilla.
I'm not fighting the gorilla. I just want to be clear. I'm out. For those reasons, I'm out.
See, the reason, Jeff, that stuff he's talking about, that he going to be the first one to die.
Well,
he going to believe he can get one up.
No, I'm going to talk like 40 people up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, y'all can do it. And I'm going to be like number
as soon as you see him
be
rip.
Number 99.
When he pops somebody's eye out, you go in the other direction.
I'll be number 99.
Landfill, as the chief BS officer of the program, can I ask you one quick question?
Go for it.
Of all of the discourse surrounding 100 men versus one gorilla, of all the conversations, of everything we've heard about this incredibly inane internet topic generally for the last week, what do you think of Jeff's only complaint is nobody points out the gorilla's lack of stamina?
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah,
factually correct. That thing would gas out. 100 people, you can't take them.
Yes, like,
right, but
people are underestimating humans here.
But,
like,
but the thing
one
of it is,
gorilla.
First of all, you
we can take them.
No, we ain't. I'm not going.
The station could first take of all, a gorilla.
These guys are very good at HVAC.
You
I don't know about fighting gorillas.
You got to get 100 people. You got 100 people that think as crazy as you do, or you got to get 100 people that are literally out their damn mind on some drugs. That gorilla, I'm telling you, if you see the gorilla rip somebody arm off, most people go in the other damn direction. They not coming back. So you know what? Once you run out of the cage, you gone. You're 50, you gone. It ain't going to be 100 people fighting the gorilla.
When it's going to be zero people fighting the gorilla. It's insane. The whole discussion is insane.
Yeah, but still, I'm just trying to let you know, wild animals. You see them kill somebody, a human being will go, ain't going to be me. I'm out.
Dog, I get shook when a squirrel's too close. You think I'm fighting a gorilla?
What?
I can't agree with you.
Did
on
you
that
just, did you just admit that?
I don't like if a squirrel gets near me, I figure it's got rabies or something.
Go, it'll leave.
Unless it's a, but if a squirrel's acting up, it's weird. I didn't even notice that. All right, we'll get back to bleep you. Everybody just wants to be mad at me, dude. G-Man is in Landover Hills. What's up, G?
What's up, JP? What's up, boy?
What's up, brother?
Can I get a little more, please?
No, I'm
go ahead, G. Who are you mad at?
Yeah, man, I'm bleep the NBA, man.
Okay,
I
why?
Know it's rude. I know it's rude the league implement the rules for the refs to foul, but, man, every little scuffle, it takes 30 minutes to review the, you know what I'm saying? What just
the
happened.
Reviews
you
suck.
All these refs out there. Man, that's all,
I think
man.
The refs try to be too much of a damn story.
I think the review, man. Yo, that's a good call, G. The reviews are only getting worse. Worse, like, I'd almost rather have robot refs than deal with the reviews.
When somebody go 1-2, pivot, 1-2, and they don't call travel, you shouldn't review nothing.
Well, there was one review I liked. The review that went from Lakers ball to Anthony Edwards at the free throw line, where he then hit 2 free throws to cover the 2.5. That was a good review. All the rest of them suck. All right, fine. Let's get to the boy. People that want to say bleep you to me. Chuck is in Edgewater. What's up, Chuck?
Damn.
Hey, what's up, y'all? B. Mitch, you're amazing. I've always loved you. JP, bleep you, because me, my wife, and daughter were at the Caps game on Tuesday, and I let you cross in front of me there at the security guard as you're cutting around the side. And I said, hey, I know you. What's up, JP? And you're like, hey. And you just kept walking. You kind of hurt my heart, man.
I mean, didn't I say what's up? I was like, hey. Hey is what's up.
You kept walking.
When was this?
It was at the
there wasn't even a Caps game on Tuesday.
The game 2 versus the Canadians.
Game 2.
You were in the green NBC jacket.
Oh, that man know your jacket. You know your attire, Jake.
I have a blue NBC jacket.
Well, it might have been blue. But it was like listen. 15 minutes for face-off.
I may have had to hustle somewhere. But, yo, I'll say this. I generally try to always be polite, and I'm sorry if I was not polite. I would argue, though.
I disagree. I think it's rude as hell.
If I was like, hey, that's like, what's up? I don't know. We got to be open to interpretation.
You know what happened? He's taking it, if it ain't rude, it ain't right, to another level.
All right, let's get all the ones about me out of the way. Jeff on line 6 is also mad at me. Jeff, what's up? Jeff is gone. Cool. Bleep
Jeff
you, dude.
Fairfax?
Oh, Jeff is here.
Hello, Jeff.
Jeff in Fairfax. Hey, I'm here at the gas station. Now, listen, Monday or Tuesday, you're interviewing Mr. Harris about, you know, the stadium and this and that. Get your cliches correct. You said, I bet you had to jump through a lot of hurdles to get to where we are today. And you don't jump
over
hurdles. You jump over hurdles. You jump through hoops.
Appreciate you listening.
I did hear that, and I thought, like, did that sound a little off?
I want you to know I appreciate you listening, Jeff, at the gas station. Thanks for the call.
Jeff, thank you, because I did hear that. I'm like, that didn't sound
right. Is it worth pointing out the level of, like, frantic kind of movement to get that interview done? Or does that just – nobody gets to know about that stuff.
But no. But remember I told you one time, I say, there are people that listen to everything I said. Jeff was one of them.
All right, lock the phones. We'll take these last
Jeff
three.
Jeff probably wrote that down. I can't wait to call him Thursday.
thank you, Jeff. Los is in Severna Park. What up, Los?
Hey, JP pays favorites because when I saw him at the Caps game, he dabbed me up. He gave me an interview and all that. He held it down when I see him.
my standard is to say what's up or give a high five, whatever. So I sincerely feel bad.
His hand and all that. Like, he was so polite. Hey, man, listen.
If that dude is telling the truth, I feel bad. But I'm not sure he is. Anyway, Los, who you mad at?
I met all the Canadians fans out there, man. During those fan fests, they put OV jerseys on dummies and tackle them, smack them, burning Wilson jerseys. Hey, man, you guys are the original teams of the NHL. How about you start acting like it, you know?
I'm going to reach.
Yeah, dude, head. They sucked. The Canadiens fans were lame. And when they were cheering when Thompson was getting helped off the ice, that's
they booed our national anthem.
Yeah,
we were classy. We applauded. They just sung some of it.
There is a lot going
Bastards.
On with like the national anthem situation. But one, don't boo it, and two, you never should be cheering a hurt player.
No, you should never do that.
Just so freaking lame. Good call, Los. Thank you. Zeke is in Southeast. Zeke, who you mad at?
Hey, first of all, I want to bleep all the ones that bleep you, JP. Look,
my guy Zeke.
Leave me alone. There you go. Hey,
tell him.
Hey, everybody knows if you say yo or hey or what's up, that's acknowledging you. So move on. Keep it moving. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
But I also want to bleep the Congress, the council person that doesn't want a stadium. And I want to find out how can we
Hold on, Zeke.
Okay. That got to be a lot of fun right there.
Oh, my God.
He is banked, and he's doing Mach 1.
We're right next to Joint Base Andrews, and they're sending the fighter squadron over us. And this is
– Oh, wow.
F-22 Raptor.
I think they're listening to us, and they showing us they talk about us.
That was wild. All right, Zeke, what were you saying, bud? Sorry.
Yeah, no, maybe I thought not. I wanted to bleep the council.
Hold on, Zeke.
Wow, that is American muscle right there. Zeke, we'll try one more time. What do you got? Oh, my God, dude. I wonder if the pilots are on the Odyssey app just messing with people. They're like, oh, Zeke ain't getting this one off. All right, Zeke, fire away.
All right. I want to bleep the council person that doesn't want a stadium in RFK. And I want to find out how we can eliminate them and put somebody else on that seat. I'm ready to run.
All right, Zeke.
You got my vote, Zeke. If you have the patience to sit through four fighter pilots flying over us, you've earned
it. Yeah, we want you.
I think with the council members and everything, there's a long way to go before the finish line. And I think, you know, the initial announcement versus where things land. Where things land is what matters, right? Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate
totally.
You. Listen. I'm gonna go to this last call. This doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. I'm not expecting it to make a lot of sense. Comandante Tequila is on the line. Comandante, who are you mad at?
I'm mad at two people.
Okay.
One is my son. I got to go to a Saturday at UCLA showcase when I'm a Trojan fan. So I got to go do that this
That's
Saturday.
Tough.
And number two is Fluffy. You know, I don't need to wear a sign in the back of my shirt saying that too wide of a load.
Thank you, Commander.
Too wide of a load. They just say you need to stop being so fluffy. Did his wife buy that shirt?
That'd be. Thank you, Commander. Always appreciate you. Good luck to your son at UCLA.
Most people be happy that their kid got something to go on in the college. He pissed off because it wasn't at USC.
When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program.